How have you been? Welcome to the episode titled Weddings in the podcast series Diaries. Weddings. Weddings are just so much work. And everybody is getting married these days, isn't it? The end of 2020 and the beginning of 2021. It's like the only party you can attend. Half of us who had nothing to do are getting married, the other half of us who have nothing to do as well are very happy to attend the weddings. In general, weddings are so much work. It takes so much purchasing, coordinating, organizing, and inviting others. The cash splurge. All the events in the wedding require so much cash. Like, there are so many events in, you know, at weddings. It's just not one ceremony. There's so many rituals. There's engagement, there's pre-bridal showers, there's shopping, there's inviting, there is wedding, there is reception, there's return gifts. That's literally so much cash. But then imagine the amount of work that just goes in for such kind of events. But people are different kinds. So there are people that enjoy them. So this is just my kind of opinion, huh? My kind of opinion in the sense, just my opinion. That's how I look at things. So other people might enjoy them. So whoever is enjoying, good for you. So I recently had to attend my school friend's wedding. If it was not for the pandemic, so many of my friends would have come. But then it's pandemic time, everything is shut down, everyone is conscious, and we don't know where what will happen. So most of my friends couldn't make it because, you know, some of us still need our parents' permission and some of us are concerned, and it has been difficult. So me and two other of my friends managed to attend her wedding. Not two, one of my friends had directly come there. So me, totally four of us had attended her wedding. The one other friend has not attended the wedding, she just attended reception. We had gone a day earlier, we attended the reception and wedding. I had a tough time because I had to cross two states to attend the wedding, and the traveling was not very smooth. It was my first time attending a friend's wedding, in the sense she was the first one, not the first one, like it was my first time attending the friend, you know, how do I explain? I hope you understand, just understand what I'm saying. Like, she is the first of in our group that we had to attend, so it's very special for us. I was really happy to be there to make her feel special. So we had a little bridal shower event that went on the day before wedding. I mean, if it was normal time, we could have gone earlier, we could have done it properly, but then we were far off. So, but at least we managed. We put in a lot of thought. We had to go through websites, we had to check with her, we had to coordinate. It was really fun. All of us took active part. It was really a small event, it was not much, but then we clicked a lot many pictures. There were so many pictures and they all came out good. So that was nice. But it was a little chaotic. I mean, everything should be chaotic. We all did our best to make her feel special. But then it was it is stressful for me, as I mentioned earlier, because you know the travel, it took a toll on my health. Given my anxiety, I couldn't eat properly. You know, there was yummy food. Food was really good, but then not much food was going in my stomach. I really hope I lost some weight, because I gained like 9 to 12 kgs in the last year, you know. Can you believe it? It's unbelievable. I should put in some work and lose weight actually. But in general, weddings are very stressful affair. Not just for the bride. I mean, you don't think I'm being conceitful. I mean, yeah, bride has her own share of bridezilla moments and everything. But then I also have the right to complain or what you say, see my discomfort, don't I? So given that, say, I don't particularly enjoy loud spaces. So I was thinking, do these celebrations, I mean, this celebration, is it just a societal architecture, or are people really enjoying the commitment of life of two adults? It had me puzzled, because I just don't understand how anyone would want to celebrate in such a stressful environment. I understand people, as I said earlier, people are of different kinds. There are people that get the kick out of, you know, these external loud stimulus. But I don't. It sucks the energy out of me. Things that I would, you know, I would get used to it, or I would have an idea if I attend more weddings. I don't think so. I'm already repulsed. I'm very thankful for attending. I'm also very thankful about the moments and everything. I don't think so I would be able to enjoy, because it's not my kind of thing. It's not gonna bring me joy. I'm just gonna feel burdened, you know. I won't be able to smile through that. I feel so great about my friend, you know. She had to go through so much stress. Parents were giving her a little hard time, and then she is also having her own kind of hard time, and then we were also there adding to the stress. She was able to smile through that. She kept her calm. She was able to manage. She was able to keep everyone at check. She was able to satisfy everyone. Check, clicking pictures with everyone. Being so patient. I was just so much strength. I would like to share some anecdote again, you know. So, what happened was, the wedding was at 6 a.m. You know, the South Indian weddings. Their muhurtams are very weird, and most of them are at 6, 7, 5 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning. So we had to get up at 4 and get ready. We did get up at 4:30, and 3 of us were getting ready, and we still couldn't make it up at 6. We were still there because we were 3 girls, and then we had to get ready. We have to do our makeup, we have to do our sari. Two of us have decided to wear sari, and one of my other friends decided to wear a dress, which is a wise decision on her part. We were dumb people, and we decided to go with sari. And my other friend had got her sari pleated by her mom already, and she had an easy time wearing it. Me, I thought I'll pleat my sari the day before, but instead of pleating my sari, I forgot everything about the sari, and I slept. Early morning, I'm getting up, and I already knew I ruined it, and I was very stressed, and I couldn't get ready properly. Yeah, but somehow we managed it, but it was not up to the mark, so the time was not there. So it took a lot of my time. Just the sari took a lot of my time, and I couldn't do my face makeup, my hair, or anything. I just put kajal and lipstick, and that was it. And my hair, I just combed it and I grabbed whatever hair crunch I got, crunches or band, whatever you want to call it. And then I put a pony. Then we go to the mandap where the wedding is happening. So this is the funny part. The bride's makeup artist, she came and sat next to us. Then we were just having random conversation with her. And then she points at me and she was like, "I like your hairstyle." And what happened was the pony which I had tied, it had loose and it fell on my shoulder, so my hair looked a little loose. And she's saying that it was nice. My hairstyle is nice. I didn't do any hairstyle. I was late for the wedding and I grabbed my hair and put a pony and I didn't even look at it because I had to run downstairs. We were late, the bus was gone, and someone had to specially come for us and pick us up. It was so chaotic. And then she casually saying, "Your hairstyle is..." I don't know if it's funny for you. It was so damn funny for me. I just stared at her for 2 seconds before it hit me and I started smiling to myself. I didn't laugh at it at that time. I was just smiling to myself and I said, "Her, thank you." That's about it. And I'm re-recording this video. I mean, this audio and this episode, and I still find it funny. Whatever it was, overall it was very nice that we attended. Me and my friends, we really had a great time there throughout the wedding. We made such good memories. We took so many pictures. We laughed at our stupid jokes. We made stupid jokes. Everything was really fun. Right now I look back and I smile at the memories, and I also think I made a good decision of going. My mother did allow me to go, but then in between she was like, "Don't go because it's so far, it's not might not be safe." But then, you know why I decided to go? Because I thought that during all these years I have missed on so much fun, and it's, you know, I was just being myself. So I thought, why not break that and just go and be part of someone's celebration. I don't regret it now. I made so many good memories. Even though the traveling was taxing, I think it was worth it. It made our bond stronger, I feel. My friend, she had recently in this sense, just few days ago, she had come to my city, to this city. She had come because she had relatives here and they had to attend one of her relatives' reception. They had come here to attend it and then she came home. So it's such a nice thing. I wish her all the very best, you know, and even to us. Also for all of us, for all my friends, to be together for each other in good and bad. That's it for today, and see you in the next episode. Keep watching, leave me reviews. Bye bye.